Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover the FDA's approval of Johnson & Johnson's Simponi for pediatric ulcerative colitis, why DSCSA compliance is only the beginning of pharma supply chain modernization, and the agency's approval of Jascayd for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. The FDA has approved Johnson & Johnson Simponi for children age 6 and older with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis, marking the first fully human anti-TNF-alpha therapy cleared for this pediatric population. The decision was supported by positive phase 3 data showing sustained clinical remission and mucosal healing. Physicians say the approval gives families an important new treatment option and underscores growing efforts to expand biologic access for younger patients with inflammatory bowel disease. For J&J, it further strengthens the company's immunology franchise and extends the life cycle of one of its key therapies. Meanwhile, experts are emphasizing that meeting the Drug Supply Chain Security Act, DSCSA, deadline is not the finish line, but the starting gate for deeper digital transformation across pharma logistics. With full interoperability and electronic tracing now in effect, companies are being urged to leverage serialization data for predictive analytics, risk management, and quality assurance. Supply chain leaders note that DSCSA compliance lays the groundwork for more transparent, connected, and resilient distribution networks, helping prevent counterfeiting while improving visibility from manufacturer to dispenser. And in respiratory news, the FDA has approved Jascayd, a new treatment for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. The drug offers an additional therapeutic option for patients facing this progressive and often fatal lung condition. The approval was based on late-stage data demonstrating meaningful improvements in lung function decline compared with standard care. Clinicians welcomed the decision, noting that new therapies like Jascayd are urgently needed to expand treatment choices in a field where options remain limited. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.